Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The 3 pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey there. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day of the week where we reach back into the episodes, or back into the archives of the episodes, where we have more than a decade's worth to pull from. And recently we've been pulling from the Do-Over podcast, the original podcast that launched this one, the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Last week's episode was just as valid today as it was then. Time-honored wisdom. Got another episode for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles, and this is the place where once a week you will hear, learn, and take action on the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results. This is the show where I show people dissatisfied with their current situation how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. Easier, faster, smarter. To get a head start and lay a solid foundation for a better life, I invite you to download the 3 pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with 3 specific steps on how to get success as you start over. And it doesn't matter what you're starting over. They will lay the foundation for you to achieve. And it's yours for free at freedoover.com. If you missed our last episode, episode number 19, you're going to want to know that this is our last podcast from this hosting. I will be moving my podcast hosting to another provider, and what that means to you is, if you want to follow me, once I've deleted the Your Do-Over podcast from iTunes, I will then have to resubmit it to iTunes from my new podcast host. And then you can log back into iTunes again, search Your Do-Over, and hit the subscribe button again. I should have these deleted by April 10th or so, and then I intend to have episode number 21 from my new hosting provider posted on iTunes right around that time. I hit around the 11th, the 12th, 13th, somewhere in there. And this isn't an exact science. There will not be an exact date. I wish I could control it. iTunes hasn't been the most helpful or the most prompt in the past, but I'm going to do my best to make this as clean as possible. Why am I moving? You might be wondering. Well, the truth is, we're just getting too big. Too big for my host. And I owe that all to you. What a blessing. What a blessing to have this challenge. So thank you so much for your support. Yeah, I'm moving to a bigger host that can handle the bandwidth, though, which I plan to be with you for a very, very long time. So I'm not going anywhere. I just have to move and make room for the growth. So to compensate you for following me, or should I say to bribe you to follow me, no shame in my game here, to entice you to follow me, I'm going to be giving away a new HD flip cam to one of my listeners, and I'll be giving away a slew of online gift cards to places like iTunes, Macy's, Barnes & Noble, Pottery Barn, The Gap, might be some gas cards in there. We know how we can all use a little help with the gasoline prices, right? And last episode, I let you know that I would be letting you know on this episode how you can participate and win. I also let you know that I was going to make it very easy for you. I mean, I'm going to make it so easy that you'll win something just for participating. You remember when you were a kid and you'd go to a friend's birthday party and nobody left empty-handed? I mean, everybody won something. Everybody walked out of that party with something. Well, this is going to be just like that. So this is what you'll have to do to win. Seek out the Your Do-Over podcast on iTunes. And when you see episode number 21 posted, leave a comment. Any comment. And then send me an email to matt@thedooverguy.com with "I did it" in the subject line. I did it in the subject line. And be sure to include your iTunes name in the email so I know who you are and who to send the gifts to. Okay, so that's it. It's really simple. And you will win something just for that. And I'm not going to give out any lame gifts, by the way. Everybody's going to get something really, really cool. Now, you'll have until the end of April to do that. So place your iTunes comment, but not until you see episode 21. Then place your iTunes comment and send me an email to matt@thedooverguy.com with "I did it" in the subject line. And be sure to include your iTunes name in the email so I know who you are. Okay? Simple. So to this episode, you know, I was trying to figure out what we're going to talk about today. And I was wondering, and I was thinking, I noticed that I haven't heard anything about the law of attraction lately. You know, there was a time where it was so in the mainstream, and I mean, it was basically inescapable. I mean, it was everywhere. I mean, mainstream awareness obviously began with the movie The Secret. And I've seen the movie. I've read the books about the law of attraction. It all makes sense to me. Basically, it's that you attract people, situations, challenges in your life according to what you're putting out in the universe. This is another way of saying that you are the creator of your life. You, not someone else. Everything you get, you have attracted. So if we are indeed the creators of our life, then that means there are no victims. Because there's nobody to blame. You know, whatever your life looks like, whatever you're living, it's because you created it that way. Now, that's a very easy concept for some people to get. I mean, most people don't have a problem with this when it comes to all the good stuff they seem to be attracting. I mean, they get the higher pay, the promotion, they get the better job or a better career, they get a new partner or a new spouse. But if something decidedly is off or doesn't go how we want it to go, well, then the law of attraction just goes out the window and frustration comes in and people start to whine and pout and complain. You hear things like, "This stuff doesn't work," or "What a bunch of garbage," or "This is what a load of crap," or "See, the world is out to get me." People start playing the victim. Well, here's the thing. The law of attraction does work. Not some of the time, all of the time. And I mean all of the time. The law of attraction plays no favorites. The law of attraction is not biased. It has no concept of right and wrong, of good or bad, smart or dumb, ugly or attractive, whatever it may be. It doesn't care which country you're from or what language you speak. It only matches vibration for vibration. So if you've attracted something you consider bad in your life, you better get busy and find out why. You know, where is it? What's attracting that adversity or that uncomfortable situation or those uncomfortable feelings or the uncomfortable circumstances? What's attracting it? Oftentimes it's a breakdown in integrity. So if you don't see it, if it's not crystal clear for you, if it's what we call in your blind spot, we call that as a breakdown in integrity. You're being inauthentic somewhere. You're not being true. You're not being honest. You're pretending. And that might be pretending with someone else. It might be pretending with yourself. You know, what are you covering up? What are you hiding? Where are you not doing your best? Where are you not doing what you know you should be doing? We all have those little things that bother us during the day. They're in our head and they play over and over and over again and they prevent us from sleeping. They prevent us from relaxing. They prevent us from performing at our best. But there's always something there if you're not getting what you want. Now, the universe and life, it doesn't function in a fragmented manner. It doesn't apply the law of attraction one day and then forget about it the next. I mean, there are universal laws and principles that are all at work, and they're all working simultaneously. I mean, they're working all of the time. For example, the law of balance, the law of gestation, the law of polarity, the law of cause and effect, the law of harmony. Now, I don't want this to turn into some hokey-pokey New Age piece on, you know, far-out concepts, intangible concepts. So let me bring it back to the law of attraction and what happens in life. Now, whether you believe there is some force in action or not, it makes no difference. It doesn't matter. What does matter is whether you are willing to learn from life and the circumstances you're facing, to learn from what you're attracting. I mean, quite simply, I mean, if you're not willing to learn, you're going to find yourself repeating the same old mistakes, the same old patterns, again and again and again. Now, if you're happy with those patterns, keep doing what you're doing. But if you're not happy with those patterns, it's time to do something different. You know, they say, and you've heard it a million times, I'm sure, if you always do what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always got. And just because you've heard that countless times doesn't mean it's any less valid. So when trying to sort out what's what in your life, it's vital to remember a couple of points. In relation to this law, in relation to the law of attraction, understand that there is a delay. There's a lag time between what you intend to attract and what actually materializes, what actually manifests in your life. You know, because we are mostly unconscious of what's going on, we're not sitting there monitoring our thoughts constantly on a 24-hour basis. We usually get these mixed results because we have internal conflicts with our thoughts. Our conscious and our subconscious don't always agree. In fact, quite often they disagree. And because they disagree, you get these mixed results. Now that's just the universe responding. So if you want to find out what your true intentions are or what thought patterns are running your life, simply look at the results you have in your life right now. Your life, your surroundings are a reflection of what's going on inside. And they reflect what's going on inside pretty darn accurately. So to learn more about the law of attraction and how you can use it rather than it using you to be in control, you know, this is all about controlling our lives and controlling our do-over, go check out thinkandattractsuccess.com. Thinkandattractsuccess.com. It's going to go over all of the universal laws, not just the law of attraction. It's where I learned much of what I know about the law of attraction, and I found it really useful, and maybe you will too. So I got an email last night from one of my subscribers, Roy Jr., and I just wanted to read it to you. And thank you, Roy, for sending in your email. It says, "Hi, Matt. I hope this email finds you doing well. I am currently in the midst of a transition of jobs. I've been in my current job for over 7 years, and I no longer find myself motivated in this current job due to lack of appreciation and recognition from management. As I believe that I can do much better elsewhere, I've decided to quit, but as my intended resignation date nears, I'm feeling a deeper sense of fear of uncertainty, but yet I am stirred by the excitement of the possibilities. In your podcast, you've mentioned self-belief and discipline, but how does one overcome that sense of fear? As much as I try self-affirmation every day, I get crippled by that inner sense of fear. There have been instances when I felt like revoking my resignation and sticking to this job where I know I could never be happy and possibly never know how much better or more that I can do. Yet somehow I feel more resolved to quit whenever I get abused by my management. How does one utilize that inner fear anger to one's advantage? Best regards, Roy." Thank you for the email and entrusting me with an answer, Roy, and thank you for entrusting me with your do-over. I understand your emotions, and I'm happy to say that you are human, by the way. You are perfectly normal to be experiencing fear, something we all do. It's an inherent quality. It was given to us as a survival mechanism. So you're not weird, okay? It's not unique. We all experience it. So feel better just about that, because anybody in your situation would be feeling the same way. So that's something you can take comfort in, something you can take confidence in. Now, I have a few comments of which I think might help. Okay, number one, when speaking about your situation, whether that's to other people or to yourself, especially to yourself, actually, use the word unfamiliar instead of fear. Use the word unfamiliar instead of scared. And that could be something for everybody out there. It's called transformational vocabulary. And when you say, "I'm scared of something," just try switching that to saying, "I'm unfamiliar with this." By using the word unfamiliar, it really mitigates the emotion. It reduces the emotion, it suppresses the emotion, it makes it not quite so bad. Because I'm sure there's something out there right now that you're very familiar with, that you're very good at, that you're very comfortable with, that at one point was very unfamiliar. there's one point where you were scared of it. And then you face that fear and you discover that there was nothing really to be scared of after all. You know, the saying that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Ugh, that's so profound. And again, something that you've probably heard a million times, but just because you've heard it a million times doesn't make it any less valid. So we all fear the unknown and what's unfamiliar to us. But sometimes just using a different word will mitigate that emotion, will make it not seem so bad. Number two, I have a question. Are you just quitting your job and going to play it by ear, or do you have a plan? Have you decided what you're going to pursue as your new career or your income stream? I mean, just by having a plan, just the mere existence of a plan, that can dramatically reduce fear. If you know what you're going to do, if you have a plan, then absolutely you should be excited about the possibilities. And rather than saying I'm scared or I'm fearful or I'm worried, transform that vocabulary. Say I'm excited. I'm excited about the unfamiliar. Doesn't that sound a lot different? It certainly puts you in a more empowering state. When you find yourself scared of something or worried about something, transform your vocabulary. I'm excited about the unfamiliar. Because excitement and fear is the same emotion. Just put a different word on it, and it will change the way you feel about it. And also, a plan, it's extremely important as it gives you a context of which to operate. You know, the biggest enemy of fear is action. Action will reduce or even eliminate fear faster than anything else. You might have heard the expression, face your fears and your fears will disappear. Taking action in the face of fear will make the fear disappear. Conversely, inaction, not taking action, will cause fear to get bigger. Procrastination causes fear to get bigger, and it becomes more debilitating. So if you have a plan, you can take immediate, focused action where there won't be any room for fear to live, where there won't be any room for fear to survive. You'll be too busy. You'll be taking action, and you won't have enough time to think about fear. So that's another great purpose that a plan can provide you, is you have a future to live into. You have something to look forward to, and you have something to take action within. And when you're taking action, fear disappears. Another thing I might have to add is, and this is a biggie for me actually, it's something I use and I say all the time, probably multiple times per day. Rather than placing your focus on your upcoming resignation date and everything that you're scared of and what's going on in your life, place your focus on what you want to have happen. And you've heard me say this several times on this show. Stop focusing on what's happening and focus on what you want to have happen. I say that to myself countless times per day. And it shifts everything. It puts everything right back in motion. It puts everything right back on track and points me in the right direction. So that's a biggie. Stop focusing on what's happening and focus on what you want to have happen. And something else, gratitude. Practice an attitude of gratitude. And the reason why is gratitude and fear, they cannot simultaneously exist. So count your blessings. Look around and acknowledge what you currently have. Is there anything that you're taking for granted? What can you be grateful for? For example, something that we often take for granted that we could be grateful for is just our health. I mean, if you have two arms and two legs, look up to the sky and thank God. If you got two eyes and two ears, look up in the sky and thank God. That's something to be so grateful for. You know, if you live in a country that is not at war, look up in the sky and thank God. There's so many things to be grateful for. I mean, I'm thankful that I live in Southern California. I'm thankful that I live in a free country. I'm grateful that I can do whatever I want to do. I'm thankful for my family. There's so much to be grateful for. And when you start looking around and counting the things that you can be grateful for, counting your blessings, it's impossible for gratitude and fear to simultaneously exist. So practice an attitude of gratitude, and there's no room for fear to interfere. Okay? I hope those help in a nutshell. If you don't have a plan, you need to create one. That's first. Second, take massive action in executing that plan. If you do those two things, you won't have time or the energy to be scared. All right, Roy, so keep me posted. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for the email. I got another great email last night from Rocco. And Rocco's subject line said, "Thanks, Matt, I'm addicted." So I didn't know what that quite meant, but I opened up the email. It says, "Matt, I found your podcast after looking on iTunes for education, business, etc. Well, thanks a lot, Matt. I am now addicted to your podcast. I cannot say enough about it. I have been listening to you for the last week since I fell upon you. I absolutely love what you do, and I do plan on purchasing your book to help you out with your donation goal. Please continue to cast. I still have 17 more pods to go through. Just finished listening to Jay Massey about the third time, and I want to look into investing now. Stay well, keep in touch. Please feel free to check out my links. All the best, Rocco. Rocco has a website at vippro-studios.com. Rocco is a photographer and a videographer, provides photography services for portrait and event, and he does also video acquisition for legal and corporate. If you're in the Connecticut area and you need those services, please look up Rocco at videoprostudios.com. So thanks a bunch. Keep the emails coming in. I love the correspondence. And that's all I've got for you today. So don't forget, you will have until the end of April to participate in my do-over contest. After April 10th or so, log into iTunes, search your do-over, and place your iTunes comment. But not until you see episode 21. Place your iTunes comment and send an email to matt@thedooverguy.com with "I did it" in the subject line. And be sure to include your iTunes name in the email so I know who you are. Because I got to know who I'm going to send all this cool stuff to, okay? Got the HD flip cam I'm giving away and a ton of gift cards. Love you guys. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you next time on Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.